Well, welcome to the show, Professor Tatham. I'm so glad you could join me here.
No problem, Brandy. I'm happy to be here.
All right. Well, for our class assignment, we're supposed to bring in an expert in the field of our interest and discuss what's going on. So I'm not saying that you're an expert per se, but I definitely feel as though you're qualified enough to speak with me regarding the marketing field. Can you tell me a few things about yourself in terms of, say, some of the big companies that you've worked for and done business with, and how long you've been doing that?
Well, Brandy, I've been in the business for 35 years, more or less. And during those years, I've worked for every major company that you would see in the Fortune 100 list. So diverse things for Scott Paper. I worked on industrial papers and household paper products for Microsoft. Worked on distributing new products for Abbott Labs, new vitamin products for Calcan. I've worked on new types of dog food for French's, developed new styles of mustard with them, tested lots of ads for Coca-Cola, and I could keep going down the list, both industrial products, consumer packaged goods products, financial market products, things you'd find in a grocery store, things you'd find in your office, and just things you'd see or read about. So 35 years working on 20 to 30 projects a year, a lot of projects.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's great. And you've been teaching some classes at ONU this year, such as marketing research, consumer behavior, and advanced marketing. Are you enjoying being back in the classroom and sharing your stories with the class?
Well, yes and no, to be completely honest. The yes part, I love being in the classroom with the students. I find discussing things with the students pretty interesting. And naturally, being a storyteller, I like telling them a lot of the war stories from all the experiences I've had. And the only part about the whole experience I don't like is I have to admit I don't like grading papers.
Yeah.
Grading papers is a pain. But the classroom itself, I enjoy that. And I just, my only wish would be that a lot of the students could have more experiences before they come to class, in that I spent years and years teaching business people. So I would go, for example, to Levi Strauss and have a class of young people who had just joined the company, and they were working on business issues, and so we could share those problems and try to solve the problems. Or I might go to Microsoft and have a bunch of people there working on a new software package, and they had a problem, and we could work on it in class and talk about how to deal with it. And the students here, unfortunately, don't get those kinds of experiences before they arrive here. So I have to create the experience, in a sense, by telling them a story about it and then having them try to live it. And it's tough for them. It's awkward for them to try to relate. So it's a great experience, but once they get out, they'll see that some of the stories are not only not exaggerations, they're understatements of some of the problems they'll run into.
Yeah, and I agree with that too, because I think one of the problems is when we get to class, we get exposure with a lot of different elements, and you can get a little taste of a project, but you really don't have any experience with it until you actually go out and do it, which I think is the problem. And I was wondering if you could tell me some of the things that you think are most important when marketing your business and products to consumers right now?
Right now, some of the most important things about, let's say, a student getting out of school and wanting to start their own company or go to work for a company, it's being organized and knowing how to communicate and knowing how to have a systematic process for looking at the world they're in and looking for the market they're in. We have so many people who go out and have a great idea, but they have no mind or no mindset about a process for making the idea real to other people, for finding the right people to make it real to, and for making a success of the product. And so one of the things that in the classes at ONU we try to teach is, here is a process, and here are various ways of looking at it for creating a successful marketing effort. And you don't have to follow it exactly, but you have to at least look at it and say, does this fit my situation? Does it work for me? Can I use it? And what happens is, and I see failures constantly, what happens out there is people fail to recognize all the things they should think about. And the old cliche, they don't know what they don't know. And not knowing what they don't know gets them in big trouble. If you have a process that you've studied and you said, I have to go through these steps, you discover what you don't know. And that's important. So what's going on out there in the world now for successful people is they know how to approach a problem in a systematic way, look at it, and then they don't have to follow any particular system. They have to at least look at it and decide what to accept and what to reject, as opposed to blindly charging ahead, which I see some people do. Just let's do it. It looks like it's a great idea. Let's do it. So I think that the important thing about marketing your business product is being good at marketing, not just having a good idea.
All right. Now, in regards to social media, since it's already taken off so far in the past few years, how do you think this affects the company's marketing plans?
The way that it affects the company marketing plan today is helter-skelter. Every company out there realizes that social media is and is going to be even more important in the future. There is probably not a single company out there that has mastered it. They all are trying. Everyone out there has a Facebook page, a Twitter feed, an RSS feed. They all have something, but no one's mastered it yet. And it's, as I said, helter-skelter. Now, in the next 5 years, my prediction is there will be a cleaning out of the social media, in that some of the big ones are going to fail. There will be some new ones crop up that solve some of the problems the big one are going to have, and companies will become more familiar with how to use them. But on the other hand, in the next 5 years, there's going to be an enormous movement toward privacy and an enormous movement for the government to become involved. And not to be cynical, but when the government becomes involved, it gets messy.
Yeah.
And the companies will have started to learn how to use social media, and then how they use it will start to be impacted by legislation. And everyone has to rethink, now how can I do this and not invade privacy, not in a sense steal intellectual property by being aware of what other people are doing unfairly, etc. So I think that there's going to be a collision of social media, corporate planning, and legislation within the next 5 or so years, and I cannot predict how it's going to turn out.
Okay. And you said that everyone recognizes the trend, and they're just kind of jumping into it. No one's mastered it yet. Do you think a lot of companies kind of jump in blindly and spend a lot of money unnecessarily? Or can businesses and companies use social media to their advantage?
Well, they can. And the classic examples are during the bubble of the internet services, when a company would go out and pay $1 billion for an internet advertising agency, which doesn't even exist today.
Mm-hmm.
And so companies were frantic to get into this, and they did spend a lot of money foolishly. And then on the other hand, today, there are companies spending a lot of money against this, not because they're foolish, but because they don't know how to do it.
Right.
And so they're paying for education, they're paying to learn, and they're making a lot of mistakes. And so you could say that some of the earlier things were foolish when people were in a frenzy when the internet bubble was occurring and companies were severely overvalued. But today I would say it's not foolish, it's just a struggle to learn.
Okay. Well, thank you again so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me and share a little of your insight.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed talking to you, Brandy.
Me too. And a big thanks to the listeners out there. Hope you learned something new.